Rob, you will forever be known as the eyeballs in the fridge professor. Tell me that story.
do you want the, okay? So the story about eyeballs in the fridge. We had an interview study of lots and lots of different professors and scientists and graduate students, and when we talked with her about how she became interested in science. And one of the stories that she brought out was when she was a young child, and I think about second grade is when she said, she brought home a bag that had a jar of eyeballs in it from, I believe it was cow eyeballs. Put them inside the refrigerator, because that's what her teacher told her to do, make sure it's nice and refrigerated. And she was all ready to do some more dissection when she got it home. And when she was sitting in the living room, apparently she heard a blood-curdling scream from her mother. And she said in an interview, it was at that moment she realized that she had to be a scientist.
And apparently this was a pattern with so many of the people you talked with. It was an early life experience that got them hooked.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it's just one of those things where people become interested in things. They sort of follow their passions early on. And for scientists, I think so many of them talk about how it is something that got them hooked. Many times what it is the love of discovering things that are new, the love of observing things and learning things for yourself, those kinds of things that seem to be the biggest characteristics of those experiences that children have.
So your findings really came into sharp focus again last week with the NAEP assessments.
Yeah, they're talking here. It's just over half who are at the basic or above, and so that means 40% of the students are below the basic level. And it's very disturbing.
You have suggested that these low test scores in science and math indicate a larger issue. What is that issue?
You know, in order for students to spend time studying something, spend time learning something, spend time with something, they have to be interested in it. I'm concerned that engaging students' interest, having them become interested in science, is not a focus of what's going on in science classes any longer. I think to some degree the pressures of standardized testing, the kind that promotes recall of certain facts, but does very little in terms of engaging students' imaginations, is becoming the gauge of educational success. And I think that is kind of wrongheaded. And what I'm talking about is not something that you would do every single day that you have a science class. What I'm talking about is having teachers work on one or two really great assignments. These pivotal assignments, one every 9 weeks or one a semester, where the students can engage in these kinds of things, and then they could tie that in with the rest of the instruction over the course of a semester.
So realistically speaking, what do you think will happen with your study? What would you hope to happen?
Well, I would like for people to get a sense that science is something that is important to be passionate about, that it's important that science is important to be involved with at a very personal level. I'm hoping that the policymakers here in the state of Virginia will think about the impact that science has had in their own lives, and to think about the impact that they would like for science to have in the lives of the school children here in the state of Virginia. If we are focused on test scores, if we're focused on textbooks and those things as the end-all and be-all, and we lose sight of the importance of imagination, then we might in the end be discouraging children from going into science.
Do we not have some responsibility as parents to light these fires?
Parents can also become tremendously involved. And it's a small conversation, spending a few minutes sitting outside on a cool summer evening and staring at the sky and talking about what's up there with your child.
Sounds like the eyeballs in the fridge was, for all thoughts and purposes, one of those eureka moments.
It really was.
Dr. Robert Tai's study appeared in the International Journal of Science Education. It has spawned other studies, and he is a frequently cited source in the national media. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.